All right, let's get to cooking. Cooking with Claude is here on WICC. Good morning, Mom. How are you?
Good morning, honey. I'm good. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Yes, I know. Yeah, Claude won't be here next week. She'll be in Disney World with all of us. So. But none of us will be here next week. Next Friday, I should say. I'll be here Monday through Wednesday. But my mom will be back on. Let's see. If you're not on next. Wow. The next time you're on, Mom, is December. Isn't that crazy?
See? It's crazy. The time is going back by
so fast. So fast. It's crazy. Absolutely insane. So
exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. And next week is Thanksgiving. So this is a pretty timely recipe because I think this would make for a really great side dish. Wouldn't you agree?
I think it's, yeah, I would. And I think it's just a different way of doing your potatoes instead of like baked potatoes and mashed potatoes. This just gives a different spin on it. And it's, and they happen to be amazing.
What do you call them, Mom? What kind of potatoes do you call these? Because I didn't know what to title it on the podcast.
I think they're called like Parmesan potatoes.
Parmesan potatoes. Okay. It's as simple as that. All right. That's what I'll call it then. Cool.
Yes.
All right. So how do you make these Parmesan potatoes?
So what I ended up doing.
Hey, Mom, really quick because I can hear myself and it's freaking me out. Can you tell Alexa to be quiet?
Yes. I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine.
Alexa, off. There you go.
Wait, really quick, Mom. Can you test something for me because I haven't tried it yet?
What?
Say, Alexa, take me to the moon.
Okay. Alexa, take me to the moon.
I want to see what she says.
Oh, I'm lifting off.
Yes. So, Mom, you know what's happening right now? You are now in space with the Artemis 1. Isn't that amazing?
I'm right here.
No, that's the Alexa on board the Artemis 1 right now. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, yes, that is crazy.
Isn't that amazing?
Sorry, I have to go. I'm going up.
No. All right, then tell Alexa to be quiet. No, don't go anywhere, Mom. I haven't gotten the recipe yet. I wanted to test that, and I forgot to do it this week. But there you go. So you took off, and now come back to us. So
I'm back. I'm back in my chair where I belong.
Also, why you got to be so angry when you yell at Alexa? Is Alexa driving nuts?
Oh, yes, she doesn't listen.
She doesn't listen, listen.
You know how I feel? If you're not going to function, out.
That should be your mantra. That's so true. If you're not going to work with me, get out.
Give me a flower.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Everybody needs to function in the Sheketov household.
Oh, I know. Or you're sleeping outside. That's how that works. All right. So, Mom, how do you make your Parmesan potatoes?
So, I, take a regular pan, a baking pan, and I, put a couple good sized chunks of butter in there and let that melt. So you could, put it in the oven while you're getting your potatoes ready and just let that melt but not get hot. And then you clean your potatoes, of course, and you cut them down the middle. Either way is fine. And you score them again like you do a mango.
Oh, sure. Okay.
The white part, you mm-hmm. go down and then you go across and you get those all ready. And when they're all ready and your butter is melted, I took Parmesan cheese and I just kind of, sprinkled the bottom with a nice covering. And I added some garlic, some onion powder. You could use a little oregano, salt and pepper, but as you know, I don't use salt too much. So I peppered it. And then once you have that all down as your base, you put the potatoes down with the scored side down all until you make as many as you want. I made 5 pounds.
What kind of potatoes did you use, Mom?
I used red potatoes.
Red potatoes.
You could do this with white potatoes, really anything, but I don't know. It called for red potatoes, and they're kind of pretty.
They are. They're very festive. That makes sense. Okay, so you put these 5 pounds of red potatoes, scored, face down. Yep, face down. And then what did you do?
And then I took some olive oil, put it in a bowl, and with your little basting brush, I basted all of the back of the potatoes with the olive oil, you know, so they're really pretty covered. And then I sprinkled a little bit more Parmesan on the back, you know, and a little more salt and pepper, no salt. And, you know, if you want to sprinkle a little extra garlic powder on it, you can. I don't think I did. And then you bake them at, like, 400.
Ooh, that's different for you.
They're amazing. They start to crisp on the white side. They actually crisp up really nice. And then you serve them. And I think your father ate 6 of them already.
Yeah, that sounds about right. How long did you cook them for, do you think, Mom? I know it's a lot of like, we'll just see how it goes. But
the problem is it depends on, you know, how brown you want the white side of the potato. The red side gets, you know, nice and done. But, you know, you want to flip them and see if they're still very white. Put them back down for a while. It's a matter of, like, getting your white kind of like a golden brown.
Okay. Yeah, and which you
I'm
can kind of check
like,
that.
You know, the potato is not cooked, so you know, the back cooks pretty quickly on 400, so then I dropped it down a little bit so the bottom could cook. You could also turn them and, you know, like top broil them for a couple minutes if you think the potato is well cooked.
How long do you typically put potatoes in the oven? I'm just trying to figure out, like, how long people should prep for.
I fork them. So once you put a fork in it,
you're done.
And the fork comes out clean, that's cooked. Then it depends on how roasted you want them. Do you want them, you know, more brown? You know, if you want me to give you a time, I would say at least, you know, at least 45 minutes, an hour.
Okay, that's what I figured. I just wanted to, you know, okay, that's fine. And then,
but in the picture, I left half down and half up, so you could see the bottom. And also see the, you know, potato, what it looks like face down, how brown it is, and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, they really are very good. They're so tasty, and they, like I said, they went really fast the last time my mom made these. So I will put the recipe on our website, WICC600.com. Mom, I will be seeing you this afternoon for Nicholas's birthday, but
and Mickey Mouse's birthday.
I know. I wore my Mickey sweatshirt. I did. I was ready. I was ready for
I'm going to put the little Mickey Mouse hat on Nicholas because it's, you know, they're born the same day.
They are.
The same year.
I know. Listen, I know. The two favorite boys in the household, they are both born on the same day. Can you believe it? Crazy.
I know.
Crazy stuff. All right, Mom.
You're a very lucky woman.
You are.
What it is to put a party on for Mickey Mouse is just incredible.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. We'll celebrate Mickey in, gosh, less than a week. So I'm excited about that. That'll be great.
I am too.
I know. All right, cool, Mom.
Happy Thanksgiving out there to all our friends. Be safe on the roads. And I'm waving.
Yeah, oh, we know you're waving, Mom. I'm waving back. All right, I love you, Mom. I'll talk to you in a little bit.